For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. Yes, Commodity Classic wrapping up here this week. We had a chance to be in Anaheim, California. Sponsoring this year's coverage includes the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, Midsota Manufacturing in Avon, Central Livestock Association in Albany, and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. We spoke to Minnesota farmer Rochelle Krusmark in regards to Cropportunity. Let's get more details on that at Commodity Classic 2018.
Yeah, so it is Cropportunities in soybeans. So it's improving or increasing the profit levels of all U.S. soybean farmers. And that might look like what you do for sustainability or exports or new uses, new products. Aquaculture, you know, we all know that soybean meal is 70% of the soybean, and 96% of that meal is consumed by chickens or poultry and pigs. So we have a pig and a chicken here in the booth, and it's all about Cropportunities.
You know, it's a value added for producers. I think that's the best way to put it. Makes it more valuable to be raising soybeans.
Absolutely. And another thing that we're really excited, another Cropportunity, is our Hyo Lake products. So we received worldwide approval in December. It took us almost 3 years, but we're not going to look at the negatives. We're looking at the Cropportunities for the future in Hyo Lake.
There seems to be an even bigger opportunity as we move ahead, correct, with Hyo Lake?
Absolutely. So now we can do our market poll. With 18% of the soybean in oil, it's worth double the price of meal per pound. So if we can sell more oil and have another market for oil, like Hyo Lake, which is zero trans fats, half the saturated fats, really high scorch point, lasts 3 to 5 times as long. It's a great product for frying and in food, and it's a natural preservative. So we just want to offer another product to enhance the value of soybeans.
Rochelle, I like to say we live in the day of the foodie. Now that's just kind of a norm to call people. And when you talk food and consumers, I think this is going to really relate to them.
I do too, and you know, I was a health major, so I'm excited about the health benefits of Hyo Lake just as much as I am about growing them on our farm and, you know, marketing Hyo Lake products.
When I hear Cropportunity, I also think of people like you, Rochelle, who are willing to go out and talk about it and be visible and vocal, which you have done for a long time.
I'm grateful for a family at home that supports me and being able to serve other U.S. soybean farmers to make decisions and investments in our checkoff, for our checkoff dollars.
Just summarize everything you're involved in. Is it a laundry list? Do we have enough time to go through everything? Or?
Oh, it's not that long. I serve on the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council and on the United Soybean Board, and recently my colleagues on the U.S. Have given me the opportunity to serve on the executive committee, and then was appointed as the meal target area coordinator. So obviously, being livestock farmers, I'm very passionate about soybean meal, so it was probably a good fit.
Talk about your farm a little bit. You got the boys coming back to the farm, correct?
We do. Our oldest son is back full-time. Our youngest son works for Minnesota Corn and helps on the farm as well. So both of them are farming, and my husband and I, and now 3 little grandsons. So we are really excited about, you know, keeping our family farm sustainable for that 5th generation on our family farm.
What has your interaction been like at the booth? Seems like the crowd, the flow, it's been busy all day today.
It has been. This afternoon, it's just steady, just a steady stream, and it's just fun to show people the industrial uses that we have products made from soybeans and the meat and all the other products that we have here.
I'm sure you find farmers in the industry that are surprised as well by what it's all, the utility of it.
And that's the beauty of it, you know, and when we say Cropportunities, it's not only the non-ag groups, but there's not that many non-ag people here at Commodity Classic. But yes, farmers, we grow what we grow very well, but sometimes we don't realize all the crop opportunities.
This special report from the 2018 Commodity Classic, for Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.